We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. I hope you are, too. Certainly, much like Greg's game, your game with Richmond, a very high-level, hard-fought game. You guys come up a little short, 24-17. Just give me impressions on what happened.
Yeah, I guess, you know, credit to Russ and the crew, you know, getting them up here on the road. Those are always tough to get in the CAA. But, you know, you just don't win many games. We turned the ball over three times. We had two in the red areas, missed a field goal. A couple of unfortunate things kind of went the opposite way. Had a couple balls on the ground that we thought might have been scoops and scores, but they were overturned. You know, it was kind of listening to Greg, same thing, game of inches. You know, it could have gone flipped either way with a couple of things hitting our way, but you know, bottom line is that, you know, we did not play well enough to win that game, and we've got back to work today and focus on Albany because CAA is here and it doesn't go away. There's no easy outs.
Your team, you touched on the turnovers. You did have 429 yards of offense, but you threw 50 times. Only 62 on the ground. How much was that the kind of the nature of the game or what Richmond was doing? That's a little more probably, I'm guessing, that you want to throw it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the discussions we've had. I mean, I thought that when I, you know, got home Saturday night, I really thought it was the turnovers, the lack of a consistent run game that really put that game in jeopardy. You know, we'd like to be more balanced, but at some point in time, you know, you're going to ride the hot hand and you know, you take the turnovers off the board and, you know, you get in when you're getting down there. I mean, we got a big explosion play down to the 4-yard line and had to take 3 points, you know, so there was a number of things that we were disappointed in terms of not being able to finish drives, but certainly want to be able to utilize our running game much more as we go forward.
Okay, questions more from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach. Coach, the start of the game, quick turnover and quick score for Richmond. So less than 3 minutes in, you're down 7-0. Get you guys on your heels a little bit.
You know, I don't know about that, Steve. You know, if something like that early happens, you know, you're more just pissed off. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's, you know, we just, I determined to take the ball, you know, and if we won the toss, and of course we did, you know, we had designed, you know, opportunity to throw it deep. If it was open, there were other options available. Probably, you know, I don't know if we forced it, you know, we could have gone either way, but I do think the game's played at high points. You know, their DB went up and we were kind of waiting for the easy catch, you know, so that could have been an incomplete pass, but, or dumped off somewhere. And then I thought our tackling, you know, right out of the gate was not overwhelmingly good. But I think things tighten up. I don't think it's, you know, it's obviously not the way you want to start, but if it does, then you got to answer that score. And I think we did, you know, fairly close after that. And, you know, we kept a competitive game all the way through the game, but, you know, we needed to score some more points to win that game.
If I can follow up.
Go ahead.
Sure. just a word about AJ Pena, consistently giving you some great numbers and becoming really a dominant defensive player in this league.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he's, you know, I always refer to my family because they always give it to me. My daughter said that's the one she watches every play, you know, because she knows something good's going to happen and something violent. And I kind of concur with her, you know, it's you know, he's a tenacious football player. He gets around the ball and he gets there in a bad attitude, you know, in a bad mood, I should say. He's got a great attitude in terms of the game of football and everything else. But, you know, he's an impact guy. He's a guy that we can move around a little bit now and get him into different spots and create some mismatches, particularly in the pass rush area. And, you know, thrill we got him. And we'll see if we can get some production out on this weekend versus a, you know, very good Albany team.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Jim, next question from Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Nick, back in the recliner. Like it. You're much more comfortable there.
Very comfortable. So Rob just hinted at it, but, you know, this week, particularly against an Albany team and a defense that's really good at stopping the run, how do you sort of get that rushing attack going and maybe some more productivity there for you?
Yeah, you know, we're a very high level, you know, read oriented situation, you know, where you've got the options there for the quarterback to hand it off, to run it himself, to throw it out on the perimeter. And we'll keep a bit of that. But at some point in time, you know, you like to be able to say, hey, we're handing this ball off to number 10 or number 20 or number, you know, 34, whoever you got in the game right now, and let our big boys tee off on some people. You know, we've got a very solid offensive line that, you know, I think that we got to be able to trust them to be able to open up some holes. So, you know, we'll find our way around it. But like I said before, if we got to throw it, you know, 90 times, you know, you got to throw it 90 times. You know, it's one of those things. You know, when Bob Griffin won that last championship here, I don't think that every time they didn't throw it, they said it was a mistake, you know. But I don't know if we're quite at that level, but certainly we're willing to do whatever's necessary. And I think we've got some playmakers to make that happen.
And then just second one for me, you know, when you have four games left on the schedule, you know, I'm sure you'll hear the sense of urgency thing, you know, wherever, but having a guy like Kasim at quarterback, having some of the veterans on your team that have been there, that have been down this stretch, how much does that help in looking at it and saying like, hey, you know, we want to go out here every week and put on a good performance as we hit the home stretch?
Yeah, I'm counting on that kind of, you know, maturity and leadership. But we all got to remember sometimes we look at these kids like they're full grown people. They still get, you know, hurt feelings. They still get, you know, hurting and smarting after a tough loss, you know, and they're looking at all the negative things. Oh, my, it was going to be hard to win the championship. And yeah, it's going to be. I told them that you're behind eight ball there, but you still got, you know, four games left to be able to get yourself to the magic number eight. Now, that's a big task, and the only way to get to the four in a row right now is to be able to make sure you win the next one. So I'm counting on some leadership to be able to get us out of, the doldrums of, you know, getting beat at home on homecoming, you know, which really is not a good taste. But sometimes anger is a gift, and we can use that and perform at a high level and continue to just get better each week. Then we really got two game seasons. You know, right now between Albany and New Hampshire, and then we got an off week, and then we got to finish up with A&T and Towson. So we know what we got, and we want to play longer. So it comes down to us going down to Albany and beating the Great Danes.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim, follow-up question from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Coach, just expand on Albany if you can. Early thoughts on what concerns they give you.
A bunch on both sides. You know, I think, you know, you look at, you know, Reese is a high level quarterback that can hurt you. You know, he throws a very good deep ball, and he's got mobility. I think their offensive line is solid and steady, and they've got some receiver threats that I still haven't gotten to know their names yet, but they've been shaken open for some big time plays. Defensively, you know, it's an Albany defense. I give great credit to Greg. He's always been consistent in that level right now, but he's got four monsters up front. You know, they got 23 sacks on the season. They pressure the quarterback. I know that's going to be the intent that he has, because we kind of share the same thing. Punish the playmakers is the idea of the game. And, you know, but those four guys up front are good. They've got a good second level, and the third level's coming along quite well too. So it's a very, very good football team. And like I said, we like to think we're very good too. So you're going to get another good football game. We just want to make sure we play our best.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Jimmy, you touched on that Albany defensive line. They were still among the leaders in the nation in sacks. What makes that group so tough to handle?
Well, I mean, they've got good size, and they've got good tenaciousness, and they rush, you know, speed to power, and they've got quite a bit of power in there. You know, you start thinking about this day and age, they'd still have Jared Verse running around out there if, you know, Florida State hadn't picked them off. You know, we'd have three more too if the other places. But they've got, you know, they're coached very well. That's Greg's, you know, specialty D-line, and those guys, you know how to move and operate. But they've just got really tenacious guys and tough guys up front. I really like the way they play.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Albany, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.